Welcome, members and friends of CFSA, and everyone in the funeral profession and the funeral service supply. I am Tim Murphy, Executive Director of CFSA, and your host for the next few minutes. Today, we have a brand new CFSA member, David Murphy, funeral director, entrepreneur, and inventor. I met David at an NFDA convention a few years back, and many of you have probably seen him at your state or regional FDA meetings, as well as NFDA. Today, we get an in-depth and personal look into David and his invention. So as we begin, David, welcome, and thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Your story is not only very entrepreneurial, but inspirational as well. Briefly tell our listeners the how and why of Load Alone and how it came to be and exactly what Load Alone is.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a funeral home in small town Newark, New York, between Rochester and Syracuse. And I went to college and did my own thing, but I came back to work with my family, my mom and my dad and my brother. And in 2013, a kid ran a stop sign and hit me on my Harley. And I went through, I knew I was dying. I told the people, I'm the guy that puts the people back together who die. And I know my injuries and I'm not going to make it. And it was okay with that. I was very proud of my life. And just that the only thing that was bothering me was that other people were going to hurt my absence. And that's kind of the message I can carry now when I'm doing grief counseling or just being with other people in this business. But I ended up surviving. There's 54 units of blood the first 24 hours. Being a funeral director, the outpouring was incredible because everybody, you know, I took care of everybody else. And they had blood drives and 1,000 people showed up and they only had like 100 bags and everybody's upset they didn't get to give blood. And I woke up from a month-long coma, and that's what I woke up to. It was very humbling with all the injuries and everything going on and the huge loss. That was something to experience. So the other funeral directors would know that their communities really care, you know. And so they told me I would never walk again. My whole spine was shattered and barely saved my leg. And after about a month of that, 2 months later, I wiggled my toe just a little bit, just barely enough to see. My wife was mad and said, just try, just wiggle it. And that's all I needed. I had hope. It took me a year to stand. And after a couple of years, I did a 5K and raised some money for a comfort care facility in our hometown. And they made a movie about it for University of Rochester. And they raised huge amounts of money. It's like never done before. It was just the right timing. There's a link to that on my website under the About the Inventor. It's just a little 8 minutes. It's everybody but me, really. It's the first responders and such. So I worked hard to walk, and I was fighting hard to work again. I kind of, you know, I was on disability, and, you know, I'd go show up to funerals for calling hours and such in a wheelchair, or later on, you know, sit in a chair. But once I was driving with hand controls, and once I could push a shopping cart, I knew I could do removals. So I had friends that would meet me at hospitals and load the cot for me. And I would have a friend meet me at the funeral home and load and unload so I could go to the crematory and transport. And embalming was like my best workout. I'm too bored to stand on a treadmill for more than 5 minutes. But to stand there and shake and sweat for an hour and a half, I would get the job done. And that was just like best workout. And so more people were trying to help me get more transports, and I just couldn't see paying people and bothering people. I have to do everything myself. I had a monument company, so I was trying to think of ways I could move a cot into the car, like the Logan carts they used to move vaults. And then I remembered being on a fishing boat in Alaska with my biology degree. I was an observer, and we were pulling in 100 tons of fish up the back of a ramp of the boat onto the deck using a winch, and the light bulb went off. And when I turned that winch sideways so I could have three pulling positions so I could pull a cot down each side to take two or two cremation cases or a cremation case and then pick up a cot, it's all about efficiency these days. I knew I had something. I was afraid to open the back of my car, so I started the patent process. And that took 3.5 years, and last summer I got my patent, the real U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, utility patent. It's not like a design patent. It's the real thing, like inventing electricity. So I'm protected. So any winching system in a passenger vehicle, and that's any vehicle up to a one-ton truck, I imagine, is under my patent. It's with an offset winch. So I started making these. I've had my hands on every one I've made over the past 4 years, and they got better and better, and they're beautiful. So I'll tell you about the load alone. It's all reinforced with stainless steel and steel angled steel. So it's very strong, but it's very light. The whole thing only weighs like 120 pounds, but you can have a two-piece unit like I have in my car. I can pop one side out. It's only 35 pounds. The other side, 75 pounds, and pop up the baby seat for my grandchildren. The winching system, it's got synthetic cable, so it can't hurt your hands. And like I said, there's three pulling positions, and those can be used as like a block or a pulley, but I also have blocks. So it can also be run backwards for unloading. So on the Formica surface, I use Formica on both sides, whereas I've seen other loading, the most popular one, the bottom is wood and they got rusty nails hanging down. And in cars, the extreme temperature changes makes condensation and these things rust and drip and the wood rots underneath and they're just disgusting. Well, on mine, it's Formica on both sides and it's all sealed up. So you could wash it with a hose if you took it out, if you had a problem. It can retain some spills. And the Formica is countertop grade. So it's just like when you cut with a knife, it doesn't scratch. The scratches come out white. So my white marble, I've had one in my car for 4 years and it looks brand new. And the stainless steel ramps are like springs and it's 16 gauge, since most funeral directors know that they're talking about with the steel. And the brush finish, the funeral directors know is a high quality material. It can be re-brush finished with a sanding sponge and brought back to new for years. And I use all my plates are low profile, whereas other cot cups and stuff, you have to lift the cot up to put the stabilizing leg into the hole, and it's almost defeating the purpose, and it's so hard to get it out. So mine, as it pulls it in, it just drops into the hole. All my edges are rounded, so there's less catching. And what can I tell you about? Oh, I use a tow board for the cardboard cremation cases, and that actually saves people money, because we don't have to buy many of the wood bottom, the regular size ones, because I used to hate it as a trade person when I was picking up cremations and they had these cheap cardboard boxes that bent in the middle and were hard to load. I always wanted to charge more. Well, when you put my maple tow board underneath it, it also gives it handles and such, but it gives it something to pull and you don't have to buy the wood bottoms.
That's one of the things I noticed too, David, when I visited your website and I looked at all the product offerings. Not only are they really, not only do they work and they work well, but they are beautiful as well. So you've put some craftsmanship into these, which I think is important. And I think that's important to funeral directors as well.
Yep.
David, you have some physical challenges in a very physically demanding profession. But load alone isn't just for people with physical challenges. What are some of the benefits all funeral service pros can enjoy from your invention?
So when I would have to wait for help loading a casket, there's a lot of time. Just think, like if you're standing around at calling hours, there's hardly anybody there from 8 till 9. Two people have to wait to load the car at the end of the night. One person can stand around, set up the chairs and vacuum and load. So there's a lot of time when you're dealing with a second person, picking someone up in the middle of the night to do a removal, going to the nursing homes. My father's 85 years old and a half, and he's going out to nursing homes because he didn't want to wake anybody up, bringing home 300-pound bodies. My brother's got two hernias. He just had complications on his second surgery. So here's this our business. My 85-year-old father, who's got his problems. My brother can't lift 10 pounds, and I'm walking paraplegic. And we're doing three funeral homes, works, no problems, loading and unloading everything. So there's time, there's money, it's less expensive about other people. And see, in the industry's changing, whereas it used to be family-owned businesses and people weren't suing each other. well, with all the corporate and everything else, it's a reduced liability workman's comp claims. There's an 80% injury rate for funeral directors, and 75% of lifting injuries reoccur throughout your career. And most of those expenses are going to be put on the Medicare at the end. The reduced liability, funeral home can have lifting assistance devices, including, you know, in the prep room, and have procedures with practices for the employees to follow, reducing their liability. I'm also an OSHA certified consultant, and I can write these programs. I offer that. I haven't had anybody take me up on it yet, but.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right when you say that back injuries and back strain is one of the things that has plagued funeral service and funeral service professionals for years, just because of the lifting. So everybody needs to take care of their back. And I think this is one way that they can really do that and do it well. You know, funeral service is a constantly changing world. And I'm preaching to the choir here with you, but it is a very constantly changing world. Please give us an example of a positive change that you've seen in the profession, and one maybe not so positive.
Well, absolutely. The women coming into the profession, it's 80% females in mortuary school now. And when I went to school 25 years ago, we had a couple. There's family oriented and maybe husband hunters, but my mother was a huge part. And behind every great man is a great woman. And I'll say, growing up in a funeral home, my mom, besides keeping the place clean, she corrected all of our obituaries and wrote letters. And she was just such a huge part of it. She lost her first child, a 9-month-old child. And so whenever we had an infant death, she could be in with the grieving mother when they held their baby. And we always worked the calling our door together. And she's just an absolute wonderful person in the community. And my wife still helps us with all of our computer problems. So I just think it's great that, and I always wondered why there weren't more women doing arrangements and all these other jobs. And with load alone, any person can load any size body with the push of a button. For me, I'm doing a lot of trade work besides our 3 funeral homes and a national mortuary shipping agent, which always seems to be big bodies. I've had several in the 500 to 600 range just because I haven't had a 800 pounder is the only reason I haven't loaded one, but it will handle that. Something that's not so positive, I'll stick with the topic, is the trade companies out there, the transport companies. We just had a large corporation brought in a lobby group to New York trying to change our rules. In New York State, you have to have a funeral director's license to make a removal from a hospital or nursing home or anywhere. And so it's the chain of custody is one of the great things about having these rules and laws like this. And but they brought in lobby groups to lower prices for corporations, and it failed. But it's just another way to take these back injuries, run the people out, wear them out. You go out, and these guys, if they got a rusty minivan and used cot, they can go to a funeral home and start doing the bottom end, the cheapest removal, and they can, and until they hurt themselves. And when I'm trying to market some of these people, they're happy with the rotten board and piece of carpet, which carpet's actually a horrible thing to be loading on because it's so much friction. You put carpet in the back of a hearse to protect the hearse, and now you're pulling over the rollers and the carpet. So that's just another product I have. Is I've got it for a hearse. You can just plug the pins into the cot stoppers, the casket stopper plates. And I've got a bed with a ramp that's just 35 pounds. It can slide in and just hooks onto that. And it protects the hearse from the cot wear. Everybody in this jet profession's had a hell of a time trying to pull bodies out too, especially Pacifica.
Right. So
with these small transport companies, if there's no regulation, like there's no limit of the professional to get into them. Some states are starting to regulate. I think there's just an inspection of their vehicle. But there's, what about background checks in New York State? If you get a DWI, you can lose your funeral director's license. I think after the second one, you go, you can, but you know, it's it doesn't take much for our whole industry to get a black eye. And we've seen it like with the crematories down south, and you know, and it can people can point the finger. It can be a funeral director in New York State doing it too. It doesn't matter, but I just think that we're really losing the professionality of the business. Funeral directors were a part of the community, you know, dressed nice and active in their community. And I think the wind is going out of that. And especially right now, I'm really down because we're experiencing 90-95% cremation since COVID. And it's twice as much work for half as much money, and people are buying their urns on Amazon, and it's we lost the respect that we had, I think, the part of the community that we were. And I don't think it's we did that. I think it's the community that's changing.
That's well, like we said, the only thing that's really constant in this world is change. And I think you nailed that right on the head. So my last question is one I like to ask all of our guests, and it always seems to be very revealing. What is one thing that you know now that you wish you would have known when you began your career?
I'll tell you what, the first time I pushed that button and pulled that cot, and I said, I wish I did this 20 years ago, because I was always hurting my back. I was always at the chiropractor. My mother, in between calling hours, would have to walk on my back. I was always looking for about a 120-pound person to step on me because my back popped and cracked. And it was the best. Every single time I use it, when I'm pushing that cot onto our elevator, I said, everybody should be using this. And anybody who has one will tell you, I've got a 100% satisfaction rate. I know of a couple that aren't being used because the people bought them for their daughters or whatever, and they just didn't use them, but they have nothing bad to say about the product or me and my service. Right now, I'm hoping to be growing, and I've gone around to a couple of places looking at manufacturing in the industry and sales. I'm open to any invitations at this point. I've got a few conventions coming up right now, New York, New Jersey, and Baltimore National in the next 3 months. So that's one thing that I really liked about joining this group.
Well, and we appreciate that. We certainly appreciate your membership in CFSA. And I know that you're going to do really, really well with networking with all of the CFSA members, and they're going to look forward to meeting you as well. So I really appreciate your insights today. And I want to thank all of our guests for tuning into this episode. And be sure to look at the Load Alone story at loadalone.com. If you are a member of CFSA, we thank you for your support of the profession as a funeral service supplier. If you're a supplier who is not yet with the CFSA family, be sure to give us a look at cfsaa.org. Thank you very much for tuning in, and have a great day.